Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
So, how do you get to know somebody? How do you get to know someone? You speak to them. You listen to them. Maybe you can read about them. Maybe you can spend time with them. These are all ways to get to know somebody. Jesus asks the question, who do people say that I am? Who do people say that I am? All the apostles are there. I guess they're thinking about what they've heard people saying about Jesus. And they're really strange answers. I pointed out the fact that these are bizarre answers before, but I'll point it out again. Why would they be bizarre answers? Well, Jesus is one person, but John the Baptist is a different person. Why would they say, you're John the Baptist? Kind of a strange answer, isn't it? And then we have the other answers. Elijah. Now, there is a little more. Elijah was an Old Testament prophet and miracle worker. And there was this idea that Elijah was going to come back. And so maybe they're thinking, it's Elijah. But Jesus identifies Elijah with John the Baptist. That John the Baptist is not Elijah reincarnated, but John the Baptist is in the spirit of Elijah. So they say John the Baptist, Elijah. And then Jeremiah. Now, who was Jeremiah? Jeremiah is one of the prophets. Jeremiah was a prophet that was in a bad mood most of the time. He never had anything nice to say, really. He spent most of his time telling the nation of Israel how corrupt they were, how bad off their circumstances were, and how it was coming to an end. And it turns out that he was a true prophet, and it really happened. So we wonder, what did Jesus go around saying? What was he like, if you will? Who is he? How do you get to know somebody? Talk to them. You listen to them. Spend time with them. Read about them. Those kind of things. But who do you say that I am? Who is Jesus? Who is he to you? So Jesus asks the question of the 12 apostles, who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter pipes up. He says in reply, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And notice what Jesus says to him. First, let's notice what Jesus doesn't say to him. Jesus does not say to him, ah, Peter, you are the smartest one. You are the sharpest, knife in the drawer. He doesn't say that, does he? You figured it out first. Nope, that's not what he says. He basically says, you didn't figure this out. My Father has revealed this to you. Flesh and blood has not led you to this conclusion. Your brain, your synapses, your intellect, your capacities that are in your nature, they didn't figure this out. My Father has revealed this to you. Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And then the story unfolds, and so Jesus says to him, you are Peter, changing his name, and upon this rock I will build my church. And then he speaks about the church, and the church that we are in, not this building, but the church founded by Christ on the profession of Peter, and on the person and the office of Peter. Because Peter is not just a name, Peter is a title. And so Peter's name, or Simon's name, is changed to Peter. And I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld or the gates of hell, or the gates of death shall not prevail against it. And I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And this incredible authority. You have to really kind of pay some attention to that statement to feel the weight of that authority. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Can you imagine? And what has Peter bound us to? Now, who is Jesus? Let me go back to that question again. Maybe I could ask the question again, how do you get to know somebody? But who is he? Well, tonight, in a few minutes from now, we're going to go through the creed as we do week after week. And we have a very profound and clear doctrinal statement about who Jesus is. And so I could ask you to take a quiz, and maybe I could give you a hint. And I could say, you know, who Jesus is in the creed every week. And you say, oh, okay, now I know, you know. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made. One consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. That's who he is. Yes, that's the right answer. But do you know him? Do you know him as Lord and Savior? Remember 2 weeks ago, I asked you to call out to Jesus as Savior. I begged you to call out to Jesus as Savior. Last week, we went through Jesus being distant and difficult maybe to get a hold of, not sure he's hearing us. Remember that? And I ask you to persevere in prayer. How do you get to know somebody? You talk to them. You listen to them. You share yourself with them. You let them share themselves with you. Who is Jesus? Who is he? Tonight, I told you who he is. It's in the creed. We're going to stand together, and you're going to profess that faith in who Jesus is. But I'm going to try to take a step in the direction. We've done this before a few years ago. Some of you were here. Some of you might not have been. But I want to go through a little process of prayer with you, okay? So I'm going to ask you all, how do you get to know God? You spend time with him. How do you spend time with him? You pray. You read. You study. So tonight we're going to spend a little time in prayer. So I'm going to ask you all to bear with me for a few minutes. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Kind of settle your mind and clear out the distractions for a moment as best you can. Maybe a deep breath. And I want you to think of that which you are most grateful for today. What is it you are most grateful for today? And I want you to tell God that you're grateful for that. I want you to speak from your heart to God your gratitude. Maybe something else you're grateful for today. As you speak to God of your gratitude, now I want your mind to open to the last 24 hours of your life. Maybe sometime in the last 24 hours when you have not been at your best. When you have been negative or difficult or selfish or sinful. Some moment you identify when you were not at your best. And I want you to talk to God for a moment about that event. And ask Him to teach you something. Lord God, teach me in this moment of reflection. Or maybe it's a different event. Make sure it's a different event. But the most significant thing that you've experienced in the last 24 hours. Maybe you can go back 2 days. What is that most significant thing in the last 2 days? And talk to God about that. Lord, what are you showing me in that? What does that mean for my life, my spiritual life? Now ask for peace. Say, Lord, pour your peace into my heart. Forgive what I've done wrong. Forgive my blindness and give me peace. Maybe a peace you haven't felt in a long, long time. Maybe the deepest peace you've had in weeks or months or years. Give me peace, Lord. Now free me from that which holds me bound. Free me from bad habits. Free me from sin. Give me freedom, true freedom. Ask God how He is asking you to change your life to become more free. And ask Jesus to help you be more free. Now, I want you to pray for somebody else, some other person, some human being. I want you to lift them up before Almighty God. Imagine yourself holding them before God. And I want you to ask God's blessing on them. God, to bless them and to guide them and to forgive them and to give them peace and freedom. Okay, we we come back here to the homily. We come back here to this dialogue between Jesus and Peter. And Jesus asks Peter, "Who do you say that I am?" And I say, "Who is Jesus? Is he the source of peace and mercy, the source of freedom and blessings? Do you know him? You spend time with him? Is he just a doctrine on a page that you read once a week, God from God, light from light, true God from, or do you know him?" My brothers and sisters, our Lord has given us the church. He has given us Peter. He has given us the assurance that the gate of hell will not prevail against us. We have long lists of doctrines. We know who Jesus is because the church teaches us. He is consubstantial. He is one with the Father. He is goodness. He is Savior. He is healer. But I want you to get to know him personally. And how do you get to know somebody? You spend time with them. You talk to them. You listen to them. You share yourself with them. And you let them share themselves with you. Get to know him.